Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Use everything that we have to your advantage. The first one, smallbusinessadvocate.com, is where you have all the things we've been doing now for almost 10 years, including our newsletter, including the archives of past shows, articles, thousands of all of those things, hundreds of Brain Trust members, lots of stuff. Our blog is there. The books are there. Lots of stuff there that will help you out, help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And, of course, Ask Jim is our knowledge base, and you check that out and ask questions, get your answers that you have on your mind these days. And Elise Benin is on both of our websites. She's well represented on both of our websites, and we appreciate that about her. She is the author of a number of books, including Stop Pushing Me Around. She is one of our top marketing experts in the Brain Trust, and she's our good friend. Elise, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Thank you.
You know, Elise, as my audience has heard me say at least 1,000 times, maybe this year, the two areas that small business owners are woefully inadequate at, and folks, I'm lumping myself into this description. I'm not dissing you. I'm talking about the reality you and I both face, and one of them is human resources. We're not all that good at hiring and managing people like we should, especially the acquisition process. And the other one is marketing. Marketing is not as intuitive as we might think it is. And it's also something that just doesn't get the kind of professional, sophisticated attention that it needs. And those two areas, Elise, as I've said many times, if I could give two little magic wands to a small business, one of them would be an HR magic wand, the other would be a marketing magic wand. What do you think?
I think I have that magic wand for marketing.
You do?
I do.
imagine that. How could this happen? How could we be so lucky? Well, I know you do. I know you focus a lot on marketing, and you've seen a lot, haven't you? What have you, as you've helped small business owners out there with their marketing, what have you seen?
Well, first I want to tell you a little story about the second job I had out of college, the one I was fired from and decided never to work for anyone again.
You were fired.
I was.
Who would fire you, Elise? What kind of a jerk would fire you?
I don't know, but I actually, looking back, I would say that I probably was trying to get myself fired. There were a couple things I did.
Well, you are a rebel and a troublemaker.
That's right. But one of the things that was interesting about that job, I was working for a safari company.
It was a safari company.
It was a Kenyan company.
Yeah.
And they basically sent people on deluxe safaris in Kenya. And my job was director of operations.
This is ecotourism, not hunting, right?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Just photography safaris.
Right. Right.
Yes, absolutely. And they were very expensive and very kind of exclusive and high-end. And our clients were the travel agents. So I knew nothing about marketing at this point, but I remember one day my boss said to me, here, write a press release every week and send them out.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me an example of one. And, you know, he expected me to do it. And I just remember thinking, I have no idea what he's talking about. What is a press release? How do I get the information? Who do I send it to? And I'm not saying he didn't tell me anything, but I don't remember getting any training or any guidance in the process. And I had to figure it out for myself. And I had no idea that this was marketing either.
Mm.
So I don't even remember what I did, but that memory keeps coming back to my mind as I work with people who are principals in their small business who have a couple
of people. Wait a minute. You have to tell us how you got fired.
Oh, no, I don't, actually. It was a lot of different things that,
Okay. All right.
You know, mistakes and, you know, that kind of thing.
All right. We'll talk about that another day then.
Yeah. I was fired, and I was angry because I didn't see that I had gotten myself fired, and I, you know, decided I'm starting my own business because I can't deal with working with for other people anymore. Mm-hmm. And that was 20 years ago, actually. And, you know, I have been self-employed since then and trying to help other people who are self-employed to market themselves, too. And what I notice is that people who run their own businesses, especially people who have a couple staff people and they're busy, you know, doing everything. They're in charge of what happens with the money. They're in charge of what happens with sales. They're in charge of what happens with actually getting the work done, whatever the business is. And most of them do not have the time to focus on the marketing, but they also can't afford a marketing director or someone else to do it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So they give it to their employees.
They hand it to somebody who doesn't know what they're doing.
Exactly, like my
boss. Well, actually, the person who's handing it to the person who doesn't know what they're doing doesn't know what they're doing.
Exactly. So so I've seen this several times, and we've come up with...
And let me say this, Elise. Let me stop you and say that in my many years of consulting, before I started doing what I'm doing now, I saw the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's, you're exactly right. What you saw happens somewhere in America every minute of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It does in small business. It happens every minute of the day.
So my question is, do the business owners know it? Do they know that what they delegate in terms of marketing to their staff people could be so much more effective if they would give them both a little training and a little supervision? Because the concept that we've come up with to offer is not only to train them in sales and marketing, but also to manage the process to stay on top of them
on a weekly basis. What they know first, and what the thing that manifests instantaneously and pretty much stays with them for a while, maybe forever, is frustration.
Mm.
Because they know that they need to increase sales. They know that they need to let more people know about what they do. Mm-hmm. They know that that's marketing, that's, you know, and they may not even call it that, but they know it's getting the word out somehow. It's marketing, it's advertising, it's public relations, it's branding, it's a combination of those four things. But the fact that it's not happening and it's not looking like what they think it ought to look like, that just results in frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back, you're going to tell us how you got some ideas on how maybe we could get unfrustrated, which would be a big deal. It's 20 after. Elise Bennett is our guest. She's the author of Stop Pushing Me Around. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Elise Bennett. She is the author of many books, including her new one, Stop Pushing Me Around. Elise, give us your website, please.
It's www.marketing-mentor.com.
Marketing-mentor.com. Check it out, folks. Now, Elise, we're talking about how to try to end the frustration that the small business owners have when they try to develop some kind of marketing campaign, but, you know, it's like blind leading the blind most of the time, isn't it?
Yes and no. I think that small business owners, even if they don't know a lot about marketing, know what they need to be doing to market their businesses, and they do as much as they can. But one of the things I've heard from people is that they would love to basically offload some of those responsibilities to their staff, but they don't trust their staff to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, a guy at a networking meeting a couple of weeks ago said, I'd love to send my assistant to this meeting instead of me being here, but I don't trust him.
Hmm. Why don't they trust him?
Because that person has not been trained and doesn't know how to network. And I think that if I could teach that person how to network, what I call the marketing mindset, what to look for, how to talk to people, then he might trust them.
Hmm. So what would you do? What would you say to them?
Oh, I have a whole program on how to network. And
well, give us a taste of it, though.
Okay. I guess it would start with how do you introduce yourself to a new person, what we call...
So you're talking about not just marketing, but networking, too.
Everything. Marketing,
yeah.
Sales, everything.
Branding? You going to get into branding?
Possibly. I mean...
All right. I'd like to encourage you to do that.
Yes, okay. I mean, the thing is, I have this one client with whom I'm already doing this, kind of my guinea pig, and trying to figure out what works and what doesn't with this company. It's an organizing and relocation service.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm basically teaching her two staff members how to do the marketing for her.
Right.
And one of the things I'm teaching them is how to send out email marketing blasts.
Right.
How to write them, how to design them, how to get the list together, how to send them.
And how
them
to
out.
Do it where you're not spamming people.
Yes, of course.
Has to be opt-in lists, right?
It's all opt-in.
Yeah. These are people who've already said, well, you can send me stuff.
Exactly. I'm also teaching her two staff people. They each chose a brand new market to approach, and I'm taking them through the process of reaching out to that new market. So
right.
Who is the market? Where do you find the list of the names? What are we going to say to them?
What would a new market look like? Give us an example of what a new market would look like.
Okay. Because this is an organizing service, one of the things they do is help new moms organize the new baby's room.
Ah.
So this is the new mom
market.
Was
like, I thought that was something that moms automatically knew how to do. Thought that came with the chromosomes.
No, it doesn't. And because a lot of new moms don't have a lot of time, they need someone else to do it for them.
Okay.
So this is a service that does that. So I'm helping the staff person basically figure out, all right, how do you find the new moms? Where do we find them? How do we reach them? Online, offline, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do we need to do to approach them and explain the services to them? So it's all kind of, this is what I call the marketing mindset, thinking this way. Because once she can go through this process for this particular new market, she can then apply it to any other new market.
So once we teach them basically how to approach any market and to go through the fundamentals of identifying markets, identifying the sector of that market that we want to go after, identifying the people that we want to go after, the companies we want to go after, and then how to craft the message and deliver it. Once we do that with one group, we can clone that and do it with another group.
Exactly. And I think one of the main aspects of this offering is that these people need to be taught, but they also need to be managed because the principal of the business can't do that. So I step in and, you know, speak to them or meet with them on a weekly basis to keep the process going.
Right.
That's my idea.
Well, I think it's a good one, and I think it's something that's very much needed. And, you know, I remember when I was a consultant, I'd go by a client's office, and there would be a project sitting there on the edge, and it could very well have been a marketing project, and I'd say, "What's that?" And they'd say, "Well, that's come back to me." And I said, "What do you mean?" "Well, I gave it to this person, and they gave it to that person, and they gave it to this person, and that was about a month ago, and now it's back on my desk." And the level of frustration was palpable. And so I'd say something like, "Well, would you like for me to help you with it?" "Oh, thank you. Please, thank you. Take it." You know what I mean? And this I'm serious. This is something that goes on all the time.
Yeah.
And it could be a lot of different things, but marketing is certainly one of those. But one of the things I'd like to encourage small business owners to do, at least it's a fundamental, I think, to get this whole thing started, whether they work with you or whoever, and that's set aside an amount of money in your budget every year for marketing. Mm-hmm. Actually fund marketing, right?
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Marketing-mentor.com. Can they find out more about your program there?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Marketing-mentor.com. Elise Benin. She's the best, ladies and gentlemen. And she'll be back another day. Thanks, Elise. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with Ray Keating. We're going to find out what's going on in the economy.
or the innocent of man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.